where I did go in here, by way of observation, looking around everybody, either I'm on the dress or you're under the dress. I don't know which one it is. It's probably me. I'm out of step with everybody else here. But anyway, it's good to be here. I appreciate the meeting. Appreciate last night. Appreciate this morning getting to come.
Amen.
And I appreciate the message from Brother Shepherd last night.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brother Jeff did a good job.
Yes, he did. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Did a good job.
Well, I don't want to ruin it then. So. Well, I'm ahead, brother. Okay. All right, let's go back to John 17.
Amen.
Remember. Get a little bit more joy.
Amen.
John chapter number 17 again. And we will just read those same few verses we read last night. We brought our message from. So Jesus is praying, and you come down to verse number 13, and we find him praying along these lines. The Bible says, "Now come I to thee," talking about his Father. "And these things I speak to the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves." So, one thing here, and there's a couple of things that we dealt with last night, but one thing here is that God wants his joy fulfilled in us. And I say again, if Jesus is praying and Jesus says he wants his joy fulfilled in us, I don't know what your situation is, but you should never lose hope that this can't be done in your life.
That's right.
Just because you've not experienced it doesn't mean it can't happen yet.
Yes.
You just need to trust God. And Jesus is praying for you. And he's praying for this for you.
Yes.
God would fill you with his joy. Not just have a little bit of joy, but you might know the fullness of the joy of God. See, God wants you to understand our life will be blessed the more we become like Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus is not just God, but he's a joyful God.
Yes.
He's not up in heaven, you know, all stressed out and all, you know, beaten down. He's got the joy of the Lord in his heart. He wants us to know that same joy in our heart. So I say amen to that. I say praise God for that.
Amen.
And then he goes on, he talks about the world and how the world's going to treat us as we live down here in the world. "I've given them thy word," verse number 14, "and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world." So, you know, you can pray that God's going to change your world, take you out of the world, and take the world, you know, out from around you, but it's not going to happen. Until Jesus takes you by way of death or comes back and gets us in the rapture, the world's going to be the world, and God wants us to be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. So the world shouldn't get in us, and we shouldn't let the world affect us.
Amen.
And so that's why the Bible says God wants us to be kept from the evil that's in the world.
Amen.
So the world is full of hate towards us. The world, because of their hate, does us evil. And God says, "I want you to be kept from that." So I don't want you to become like them. I don't want you to act like them. I don't want you to let the world's hate get in your heart. See, he's praying that God put joy in our heart.
Amen.
It's hard to have the joy of the Lord in our heart if you're going to let the world's hate fill you. Amen. It's going to be hard to have the joy of the Lord in your heart if you're going to let the world fill you with all these evil thoughts and evil imaginations and all these evil desires in your heart. And if that's what's in your heart, all this evil towards your fellow man, then you really need to get yourself humble before the Lord and seek the Lord and say, "God, you know what you said in your word here? Make that true in my life.
Amen.
Whatever I've got to do to give you an opportunity to do exactly what you're praying to do in my life, God, help me to get there." But here's the point about the world, the evil, and I said this last time. Basically what he's saying here, the world and the world's hatred and the world's evil and all that they're doing to us as we go through our life, that is not an excuse for us not to have the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
That is not a reason for us to say, "Well, I can't be full of the joy of God because of all these people in my life that are doing all these terrible things to me." God said, "My joy and what I can do for you is much greater than what the world's doing against you."
Amen.
The day that you understand that God is greater than man down here upon the earth, Because all you're going to get from being in the world is a bunch of evil and a bunch of hate. That's all you're going to get.
Right.
So I don't know what you're looking for. I mean, people that don't know God, they're not going to love you.
Right.
People don't know God and have no place for the Word of God in their lives and no use for the Word of God. If you're going to live by the Word of God, they're going to despise you just like they despise God and His Word.
Yes.
Why would you think the world would treat us any different than it treated our Savior? Amen. Well, I'm going to be a better Christian. If I'm a better Christian, then the Lord's going to honor me by making everybody around me that hates me treat me nice. No, that's not the way it works. I wish it did work that way.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
We'd all be doing better, I'm sure. You know, at least trying to do better. Because we don't like people hating on us. Who likes people that hate on you? Amen. I know. But what are you going to do about it? You can't stop it. You can't change it. You can't do away with it. So the next best thing is let God help you to rise above it.
Amen.
Amen. And not let it pull you down to the low level of the world where you live your life as a Christian in defeat. And you live your life as a Christian like those who have no use for the Word of God and don't have Jesus living inside of them. We've got Christ living inside of
Amen.
Us. And all that we need for life and life more abundant, we have it in Jesus and His salvation.
Amen.
Now, with that in mind, let's think about joy a little bit more this morning. And let's go to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. Part of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Amen.
Yes.
Galatians chapter number 5. And look what the Bible says here in terms of joy. And being filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse number 18. Let's start down at verse number 18. The Bible says, but if you be led of the Spirit, so now everybody who has the Spirit inside of them is led the Spirit of God lead them.
Amen.
Amen. So just having the Spirit of God inside of you is not going to give you a spirit filled life. You've got to let the Spirit of God lead you.
Right.
And the Spirit of God is inside of us to lead us. So I'm going to ask you this morning, you follow the Spirit of God or you follow the things of the world? You follow your own desires, your own path, your own idea of the way you're going to live your life. You're going to let God lead you. Amen.
Right.
A lot of people have the Spirit of God. It's sad
right.
They don't let the Spirit of God lead them.
Right.
So if you're not going to let the Spirit of God lead you, then how's the Spirit of God going to help you? How's He going to help you? So you say, help me, God. And God says, okay, then follow my Spirit.
Right.
And my Spirit will lead you where you need to be. Now here's the thing about it. The Bible says in verse 18, again, but if you be led of the Spirit, which obviously means not everybody is, but if ye, but you can be, amen, nobody else wants to follow the Spirit, you can. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now when the Bible says we're not under the law, God's not making light of His law.
No.
God's not throwing off on His law, doing away with the law, or, you know, disobeying the law. What He's saying here, if you're being led of the Spirit, you don't need a commandment to tell you not to kill.
Right.
You don't need a commandment to tell you not to steal, not to commit adultery. Because if you're being led of the Spirit of God will never lead you to break God's commandment.
That's right.
The Spirit of God will never lead you to disobey the Word of God. The Spirit of God will never lead you to go against the commandments of God.
Right.
So you don't need a commandment telling you thou shalt not, because the Spirit of God is leading you to where you will not.
Amen.
Amen. So, if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. So what God's saying, this life that God wants to give us, a Spirit-filled life, the life of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, it doesn't come from external pressure on the outside forcing you to go a certain way. It comes from the Spirit of God on the inside working in your heart. If you yield to Him, amen. You and I have got to yield to the Spirit of God that dwells inside of us.
Right.
It's not about force and pressure being placed upon you from the outside by some kind of external means that's going to make you go in a certain direction. It's you yielding to the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God working in you both to will and to do the good pleasure of God. And if you let the Spirit of God help you and follow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God will give you a life far greater than anything that you can imagine. Amen. And it doesn't It's not based on your external circumstances.
There you go.
It's based on the Spirit of God inside of you, and you bow to the Spirit of God and bow to the leading of the Spirit of God and yield unto Him. Amen.
Amen. That's good.
You got to yield.
That's
See,
good.
When you come to a crossroads, you can go one or two ways.
That's true.
But you got to yield if you're going to go the right way,
Amen.
The Bible says.
Amen.
But anyway, the Bible says here, you know, let the Spirit of God lead you. And then go down to verse number 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Millicent's next statement about law, against such, there is no law. Amen. So if you're being led in the Spirit, not under the law, and if you let the Spirit of God lead you, against such, there is no law.
Amen.
That's pretty good, amen.
Amen.
What do you mean there's no law? Well, there's no law against being filled with the Spirit of God. And if there was a law that anybody would place upon you, telling you you cannot be Spirit-filled, you cannot be a person of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Or in other words, man with his laws cannot outlaw a life lived in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Man cannot outlaw you and keep you by their laws and their commandments from letting the Spirit of God fill you if you'll just yield to the Spirit of God. Amen. It can't. We were all worried about our government. Oh, man, if a government comes down against us, begins to persecute us, and pass laws against our faith, against our Christianity, what are we going to do? We're going to just let the Spirit of God lead us. Amen. And all their laws can't stop the Spirit of God from filling us with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Man cannot come up with a law greater than God's power and God's Holy Spirit working in our lives.
Amen.
So I say hallelujah for that.
Amen.
But here's the thing about the fruit of the Spirit and the joy that comes with the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. That word but is a word that implies contrast. Contrast to what? The works of the flesh.
Right.
What the Bible is saying here, the fruit of the Spirit is not the same as the works of the flesh. And the works of the flesh is not the same as the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And if you're going to let the works of the flesh reign in your life, then you can't have this. But if you let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you, you have this, not that.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let me put it this way. If you're going to let the flesh control your life, and you're going to live after the flesh, then I'm going to say this. You can't have God's love.
Right.
You can't have God's joy.
Right.
You can't have God's peace. You can't be long-suffering.
Right.
You can't be kind. You can't be gentle. You can't be meek. You can't have them both at the same time.
Right.
I'll be a little bit of this and I'll be a little bit of that. I'll be both at the same time. God said, no, you won't.
Yeah.
They're not the one and the same. That is not this, and this is not that. And if you don't want that, then you better choose this.
Amen.
And if you don't want to enjoy this, don't do that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Now notice the fruit of the Spirit has to do again with your inside. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. Now it'll affect the outside and people that you deal with, but it's all about the inside.
Yeah.
It's all about the inside. So here's the thing. Again, we think being victorious in Jesus has to do with God coming down and changing all of our external circumstances to where they enable us and allow us to be victorious. Amen. God said no. Your outside may be a mess. But if you let the Spirit of God help you on the inside, you know what God said? Here's what God said. God said, if you let me, I want to work on the inside to get the inside right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's really not based on the outside. It's what you've got wrong on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just let me, I'll fix the inside.
Amen.
Then you won't be so defeated by the outside.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You understand that? I think some people don't even understand anything like this.
That's right.
They know.
Right.
You know what we are? We're victims of our circumstances.
Come on.
We're up when our circumstances are quote unquote pretty good.
Yeah.
And as they get maybe a little worse, we get a little worse and a little defeated, a little down. Hey.
You're helping.
God, help us.
Amen.
Amen. To let the Spirit of God lead us. You know where the Spirit of God wants to take us? Somebody said, I'm praying on God's direction for my life. Well, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. God directs your heart into the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's where God wants to take you and I. He wants to take you not out of this state into another state, not from this job to that job necessarily. He wants to take us from the flesh to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That's where God wants to take us.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going to go today, but I know the Spirit of God wants to take you today. He wants to take you right in His love, right in His joy, right in His peace, and help you to be long-suffering, get a good time.
Amen.
That's what God wants to do with you today.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, what would thou have me to do today? How about just follow me?
Amen.
Yeah, that's what God wants us to do. Did you get up this morning to follow the Spirit of God?
Amen.
Or do you even know there is a Spirit of God dwelling in you?
Amen.
Amen. See, I think we just sing the love of God shed upon our heart by the Holy Ghost because the Bible teaches that.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know why? When you first get saved, you fall in love with your enemies. You quit hating on them. You quit being bitter and having all this hate and wrath and jealousy and all this other stuff against them. Because God has just filled your soul with His love.
Amen.
Amen. Every nook and cranny of your being has been filled with the love of God. You believe the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
I believe when God fills us with the love of God, that love's still in us.
Amen.
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 It's still in us. But what we've done through the years, we just kind of pressed Him and compressed Him and pushed Him into just a little bitty corner of our soul.
Come on.
Amen.
Good.
You know what the Spirit of God wants us to do? The Spirit of God wants us to follow Him.
Amen.
He'll let us know joy and fullness of joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's rich.
Well, let's go on to another great treatment about joy. Psalms chapter number 35. Psalms chapter number 35. Praise God. I'm going to give you a commandment from the Bible here. Verse number 27. Psalms 35, verse number 27. Let them shout for joy. And be glad.
Yes, sir.
Let favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So the Bible said, for a lot of different reasons. But I'm going to give you one right here. Why you ought to shout for joy. You say, I don't have any joy. God said, shout.
Yeah.
Amen. God said, shout. When you shout, shout with joy. Why? Because of the prosperity of God upon your life. That's why. You know what he said? God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. You want the service of God? That's why you're prospering.
Yep.
Amen. You know why you're prospering? It's not by accident. It's not because of the government. Not because of the economy. Not because you're so smart. You're so talented. It's because God had mercy on you. Amen. And God prospered your life. You know why you got the car that you got, live in the house that you live in, and make the money that you make, and you got the clothes that you wear, you eat the food that you eat. Amen. And you got all of these good things to live your life with. It's because of the good God that prospered you. Amen.
Amen.
You know what God said? God said in light of how God blessed your life, you ought to shout for joy.
Amen.
Amen.
If Americans that are saved can't shout for joy, pray tell me who can.
Amen.
All these doomsdayers in our nation talk about, you know, how bad it is in America. I hope it stays this bad. Amen. I'm enjoying how bad it is. Amen. And you know what? Bad in America is better than good in most other countries. Most people live in other countries, they would change their good, their best, for our bad on any given day. This is bad. Let me have more of it. Amen. I hope I die my days in this bad nation that we have to live in. Yeah.
Amen.
You know what the Bible said right here? We won't do it all the time, but sometimes it ought to get on us and get a hold of our heart how good God's been to us and cause us to shout.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
I mean, just every now and then.
Amen.
It ought to invoke a shout of joy out of our hearts. They will live in America.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And get more excited when you say
amen.
It.
Amen.
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 Are you good to us?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, if you guys stand here, can't shout for joy with all you got.
Yeah.
But tell me, how are you ever going to shout for joy?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
So when we become a third world country, we ever do, and we're living on rice.
Yep.
You're gonna shout for joy then. You can't shout for joy now eating those ribeye steaks that you eat.
Come on.
Amen.
Yep.
Your favorite cereal.
Yeah.
It's not just we have to eat any kind. We got a favorite kind.
Right.
Amen. We got several favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. We go to the shelf and set the cereal, there's probably 100 different brands we can choose from.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how blessed we are.
Right.
We don't have to eat Rice Krispies if we don't want to. Amen.
Yeah.
We can eat Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Some of you are rain on your lucky stars. Eat your lucky charms. And rain on your lucky stars. Amen. For God's been good to us.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says, shout for joy. You that have been prospered by your God because you're His servant.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm God's servant. Amen. Yeah. I'd rather be a servant of God and enjoy God's blessings on my life than to be a king over a nation without God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen.
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 That is so good. Brother.
Yes, it is.
That is so good, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wish we could live up to the Bible more.
Amen.
Psalms 132. Let's look at another great verse about joy. Psalms 132. Amen. Praise God for verse. Let's go down to verse number 9.
Amen.
The Bible says here, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for what? For joy. Hallelujah. Are you one of God's saints? You're a saint. You're one of the saints. Amen.
That's right.
The saints which are in Ephesus, God made you a saint and you got saved.
Right.
He didn't have to perform a miracle or a wonder to become a saint. Made, you know, declared so by a Catholic church. God made you a saint and the son of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what God said? If you belong to me and you're one of my saints, you ought to shout for joy because you're one of my saints.
Amen.
Shout for joy. Hallelujah. Now, here's what I know about everybody that's really saved this morning in this building. Here's what I know about you and know about myself. Every one of us is truly saved by the grace of God. Every one of us, we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we wouldn't be saved, right? So all of us believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe everybody that's truly saved. We're thankful that we're saved. We're thankful that our sins are forgiven. We're thankful that we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. We're thankful that we're going to heaven. We're thankful that we got the Holy Ghost on the inside. We're thankful for eternal life. We're appreciative. We got gratitude towards God for all that He did for us. And if you're not thankful, amen, I don't believe you've ever been saved. You don't trust in God, I don't believe you've ever been saved. You don't believe in God, I don't believe you've ever been saved. Do you know what he's talking about here? He's not talking about trusting in God, believing in God. He's not talking about being grateful to God for what God's done for you. He's talking about shouting for joy.
Amen.
You say, what's the difference? You know what God's saying? God's saying, I'd like to look down there and see every now and then that you're enjoying my salvation.
Amen.
I'd just like to see some people that act happy that they're saved.
Amen.
That are just excited about being saved. That don't treat salvation like it's not a big deal. It is a big deal to be saved. Hallelujah. And we ought to show forth the praises of Him that called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes,
amen.
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 Yeah.
That's true. Remember that little comment I made earlier in the message about the contrast between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah.
Think of the terminology there. The fruit of the Spirit compared to the works of the flesh.
Right.
Works compared to fruit.
Yeah.
Works. Toil, labor, struggle, hardship.
Right.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to go through this. When's it all going to be over? What a weariness.
Right.
Wearing you down, wearing you out. But fruit. Amen. I love fruit. Don't you love fruit?
Yes.
Tasty, sweet,
yes,
desirable, enjoyable, delightful. Amen. That's what God said. That's the kind of life I'm giving you. A delightful life. What
is
so wonderful? It's a delight. Amen. Enjoy the blessings of God. That's what God said. It is sweet to be a Christian.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. We're not having to work our way into heaven. We're going to heaven on the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
How sweet.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. God said, I'd just like to see you enjoying my salvation.
Amen.
I can see you with a big smile on your face. Amen. Grinning from ear to ear. Not because you think you won the lottery, but because of me. And because of my son. And because you're not going to hell.
Amen.
But you get to spend eternity with all the saints around the throne of God throughout the ceaseless ages.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God said, you ought to be enjoying that right now.
Amen.
You ought to be excited about that right now. You ought to be thrilled with that right now. You ought to have your heart just bubbling over with the joy of the Lord. The joy of knowing Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And doing Jesus.
right.
Hallelujah. And everything else, they can take it away from you. Health gone, mind gone, mental ability gone, money gone. Say, money be gone. Oh, yeah. Better put a cage around it. Riches make themselves wings and fly away. It's one thing to make money, it's another thing to know how to hold on to it. Most people don't know how to hold on to it because you better put a cage around it.
Yeah.
You better put a cage around it. Where does it go? I don't know. It just flies away.
Yeah,
come down to the end of your month, sit down. You can't figure out where all that money's went.
Yeah,
just kind of like Bob said, just gone.
Yeah.
Better put a cage around it.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's something that ever will be gone. That's our salvation, amen.
Yeah.
Same now, same throughout the season, same forever. I'm going to live as long as Jesus lives back forever, never, 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 never. I'm going to be in the right place, amen, in the right atmosphere. They talk about how atmosphere is so important in our church service. Not to be with that. Some preachers say atmosphere is everything, and I understand what they're saying. I'm glad, hallelujah, we get to go to a place we don't have to worry about the atmosphere. One time, it's always going to be exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to bless his holiness.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Shout for joy, saints. Look at Psalms 81. Psalms 81. Hallelujah. Here's another great joy verse. Psalms 81. Verse number 1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. How would you make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob? You sing aloud.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
See, God loves singing.
Amen.
You were singing came from? Came from God.
Yes,
sir. Amen. You know what God did when he saved us? He put a song in our heart. You know why? Because he loves singing.
Yeah.
So, oh, I don't have any talent. No, but you got a song if you're saved. God put it in there. He wants you to sing it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's got nothing to do with your talent or ability to sing. It's whether you're really saved because God put that song in your heart. You know what that song's all about? Praising God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's praising God with a song. You got a song, amen. You got a song.
Amen.
Praise God. You got a song. It's one thing to sing. It's another thing to sing aloud.
Right.
God said, I just don't want to hear you singing to me. I want you to sing aloud when you sing unto me.
Amen.
What does it mean to sing aloud?
Amen.
I mean sing with emotion.
Right.
Amen. Sing with enthusiasm.
Amen.
Sing with excitement.
Right.
I mean, you'll never sing aloud. You gotta get excited and sing aloud. And the more excited you get, the louder you get. Brother Chip, you just get so loud sometimes I can't hardly stand it. Well, pray God with this excitement down. Because every time I get excited, I get loud. The two go together. Like what God said, when you sing to me, I'll be excited.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. From the heart. Amen.
But here's what he said. Sing unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto God of Jacob. Take a song and bring here to the temple of the pleasant heart with a psaltery. Blow up the trumpet. He didn't say toot the trumpet. He said, blow. We got too many toots.
Yeah.
We need somebody to just get the trumpet and blow it up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what God said? He said, put that trumpet in your mouth and blow it up.
Amen.
Blow it up!
Amen.
Give it everything you got. Hallelujah. That's what God's saying. Give everything you got. Don't just blow on that thing. Blow it up for my glory. Blow it up for
Amen.
My heaven. Blow it up because the joy of God that's in your heart.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's where
you need to say so. Amen.
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 So your tires are old. 45 PSI. And when they're not what they need to do, what do you need? Blow them up?
Right.
God said, if you'll let me, I'll just stick some here and just blow you up with joy for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll just pump you up. Amen.
Amen.
You're running a little flat down there.
Yeah.
You're a little deflated down there.
Yeah.
That's not really glorifying me like you should.
Yeah.
You know, your singing's a little flat.
Yeah.
Your playing's a little flat. It's just a little dead. I'm a great God.
Yeah.
Amen. You singing to me, you gotta sing loud and with joy.
Yeah.
I'm a great God. When you play your instruments for my glory, you gotta play it and blow it with all your heart.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Well, that's good. Oh, that's good.
So, how much joy do we have?
Amen.
How much joy do you have? You want joy? Let the Spirit of God lead you.
Amen.
Amen. See, let God get you right on the inside.
Amen.
That's what God wants.
Oh, that's good.
He wants us to let Him, get us right on the inside.
Yeah. Right.
So we can know the reality of what it means to be saved.
Right.
See, some of you are saved, but it's almost like at times is there any reality to it? Yeah. Oh, yes, it's real.
Oh, yes.
It's real. These things are real. There is something called fullness of joy.
Amen.
And if you never experienced it, I mean, don't hate on it. Just because you've never experienced it.
Right.
Now, these atheists, I don't believe in God. It's like me saying, I don't believe in peanut butter.
Yeah.
And I'm not comparing God to peanut butter. What I'm saying is, somebody said, well, I don't believe there's such a thing called peanut butter. Okay, so what?
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy peanut butter.
Yeah.
You might act like there's no peanut butter, but I'm going to go to a jar and give me some honey roasted Jim. That's my favorite company. Praise God. Same way with chocolate.
Yeah.
You can be an atheist when it comes to chocolate, so I don't believe in chocolate. I'm going to get dark chocolate and enjoy it.
Yeah.
While you're telling me it doesn't exist, I'm going to be enjoying it.
Amen.
Same way with God.
Amen.
Same way with the fullness of the joy of God.
Right. That's good.
If you never experience it, I hate it.
Yep.
But it's real.
Yes.
It's real. Amen. It's real.
Amen.
Let God help you.
Yes.
Have fullness of joy in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Boy.